looking at immigration, mass immigration wave is expected to hit South Africa and other countries. Now, after witnessing and experiencing the devastating effects of the pandemic on the countries most impacted by the coronavirus and its consequences, people now also look for countries with more stable and sensible governments. Local analysts have already pointed to a significant immigration wave being seen in South Africa at the end of 2021. And in an interview with Business Tech, Dr. Christian Kalin, chairman of Henley & Partners, says economic opportunity, political tensions, and climate change all play a role in people emigrating. We speak this afternoon to managing partner at Henley & Partners, the global leader in residence and citizenship by investment, and her name is Amanda Smith. Amanda, good evening. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Hi, good evening, Anisha. Thank you very much for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you here on Radio Islam International. But this is kind of, I think, a concern for the country, you know, with people leaving the country for, I would say, what they would think would be greener pastures. What are the possible reasons, you know, people emigrate from South Africa?
Well, Anisha, there's obviously a number of reasons why people are looking to emigrate. So following the global pandemic, it's clear that diversifying country risk has become a priority in terms of personal access rights as well as financial and property investment. So not only from Africa, but even high net worth individuals from advanced economies with premium passports and world-class healthcare systems are now looking to create portfolios of complementary citizenship and residency options. And they all share the same intention at the end of the day, to have access to health, security, and optionality in terms of where they can live, conduct business, study, and invest for themselves and families. And also, if we look at the past 18 months, that have demonstrated that no government is infallible. Even the world's superpowers and the wealthiest nations flaunted, and many failed their citizenship. And this has, of course, then led to a significant spike in demand for investment migration programs as entrepreneurs and affluent investors now seek to overcome the lifestyle limitations, corporate and financial risk of being restricted to a single jurisdiction.
So what countries or, you know, have South Africans been emigrating to? Is there specific countries or are they looking at certain criteria within countries that seem attractive?
Yes, absolutely. So before I answer the question a little bit more in detail, it is important to note that there's quite a big difference between people immigrating from South Africa, for example, due to having citizenship through descent or through marriage, or young professionals seeking employment abroad. At Henley & Partners, our focus lies solely on residency and citizenship obtained through investment. And many programs do not actually require people to immigrate, but rather secure a plan B for themselves and their family members. But having said that, obviously the most popular programs for South Africans to date have always been people immigrating to Australia. And then in terms of getting a plan B in place and where people are immigrating to, Portugal has definitely been one of the number one residency options, as well as people acquiring citizenship in Montenegro, soon to become a European Union country. And then the other two are having citizenship in Grenada or Turkey. And both of those citizenship also offer the holders access to live in the United States.
What is, you know, what is the sort of luster that people are looking at when they look at these countries? Is it the fact that, you know, better job opportunities, more money, or is it more for the stability? Because, I mean, after what's happened in July, many people in South Africa have been left feeling very, what's the word I'm looking for, unsettled.
Yes, absolutely. We've seen an incredible surge in inquiries and applications following what happened then. So again, there are, you know, various reasons. So it could be that some are simply looking to obtain more global mobility from a travel perspective because of the restrictions that we have with the South African passport and, you know, having to apply for visas. Some are looking for, you know, expanding businesses, current businesses, taking it global. Some are really looking for better healthcare systems and providing their children with the legacy and the opportunity for, you know, employment or study opportunities abroad.
So how does the immigration process work? You know, some countries may require visas, or what exactly is it if you are looking to go to another country permanently? What would the requirements be and what would the process look like?
Sure. So obviously, we are looking at obtaining, you know, the alternate residency or citizenship in order to eventually immigrate through by means of, you know, acquiring it through citizenship or residency by making an investment and following certain investment criteria that have been set up by, you know, that state or country where they're applying for. Then most of these programs actually require absolutely no travel during the application process. So at Indian Partners, we handle the entire application process together with our office in the destination country. And then once that residency or citizenship has been issued, of course, then the holder of that citizenship or residency have the visa-free travel to travel, in most cases, to 140 or even more countries without needing a visa. So they simply get on a plane and travel, obviously providing that COVID restrictions does allow.
Yes.
Or once they've got their citizenship, they have the full right to go and live in that country.
All right, that's pretty interesting. So what could this mean then for the South African economy? Because obviously we've seen how the brain drain affected us, and that's still happening. And our people leaving, more people leaving, this is going to be have quite a negative impact.
Absolutely, and that's the last thing that we want to happen. So, you know, the main focus would be for South Africa to retain the young qualified professionals through employment opportunities, and so that we don't see the so-called brain drain happening, you know, with people immigrating. When we look at, you know, the high net worth individuals that are obtaining their alternative citizenship or residency through investment, it's a very small percentage that actually choose to leave. And even those that do leave do not financially immigrate from South Africa. Many still conduct and run their businesses locally, and many of them still obviously have their assets in South Africa.
All right. So while some are leaving South Africa, others prefer to, you know, to remain in the countries looking for better opportunities. Obviously, some people may even say that this would open up the job market because some of those jobs that people would leave vacant would give others the opportunity, you know, to get into those positions. But what influences this decision for a foreigner to now come to South Africa?
It's an interesting question. In fact, we do get quite a lot of inquiries from foreigners wanting to know if South Africa also has, you know, or offers some sort of residency by investment. But, you know, you and I both know that South Africa, no doubt, is an absolutely beautiful country. And besides the high crime rate and unemployment rate, still offer a very good quality of life, which, of course, is very attractive for foreigners. And some either want to conduct business here in South Africa, some own properties, or a lot of them actually choose to retire in sunny South Africa.
That's very true. I think we've seen a number of people, especially within Cape Town, where you see a lot of people who've come to retire, you know, for the weather and the cosmopolitan atmosphere that Cape Town holds, and others obviously for business reasons as well. But thank you so much for your time. Do appreciate it. And it's interesting to find out about all the different, you know, methods that people can actually, would choose actually to leave South Africa. But I think right now most of us understand the reasons people would leave, but it's also the fact that you know, this, it's a country that offers so much, and maybe in the coming years, if things get better in South Africa, we'll see a lot of people returning, or more people choosing South Africa as a destination for you know, like you said, retirement or business or whatever it may be.
Absolutely, fully agree with you, and thank you again, Anita, for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Amanda. Bye bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And that was Amanda Smith, the managing partner at Henley & Partners, a global leader in residence and citizenship by investment, talking to us about why people are actually leaving South Africa.